Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Nice. Coming to you for the first time from the Tempe Improv in Tempe, Arizona, which is the perfect place for the Tempe Improv. It's Wednesday, August 14. I made a mini episode today where I went back and checked it, and I said it's Wednesday, August 4th, and I was like, I'm not going to bother re-recording that. I think people won't be too confused by it, hopefully. Two Oceans 13, did I say that? Let me see your name tags, Arizona. I knew you guys would come through, and there's some great ones. There's Despicable Jeremy. That is an evil-looking minion. Finding Nini. Your name is Nini? Denise? Okay. I like Nini, though. Britty in Pink, that's a good one. Mattyator, I like that. The Nightmare Before Chrissy. That's you. She's very excited to be a nightmare. There's Dizman, back from, he was here last night and wearing a different pair of baggy shorts tonight, so that's exciting. Keep it interesting for me. What's it say instead of Dirty Dancing over there?
It says nobody puts Leslie in the corner.
Nobody puts Leslie in a corner, and you are Leslie. That's right, your name isn't Baby. There's a Blade Runner thing over there. Does it say Greg Runner?
Greg presents Doug Runner.
All right. I don't know why the guests tonight would pick that, but but I like it. There's somebody with a super high me poster over there. Like, people put pictures of me on their name tags, but I don't pick the name tags. So that's not the greatest strategy in the world. But I do love seeing my face all over these name tags. Thanks, you guys. You can put them down for now, and of course, you'll know when to bring them back. Tomorrow, August 15th, my film, The Greatest Movie Ever Rolled, will be available on demand on Comcast, Time Warner, Bright House, and Cox. You guys have Cox cable, right? Yeah, so please get it, watch it, tweet about it, be about it. Hashtag GMER. Gmer. I finally saw The Spectacular Now, loved it. When I bought my ticket, I said, I'd like one for The Spectacular Now.
So me and the guy in the ticket booth had a lot of laughs over that. Well, just the one quick laugh.
Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At C-C-E-E-J Hansen, spelled like, not like the band, actually, H-A-N-S-E-N, tweeted, "Hey, Doug Benson, I hear in the new Thor movie he'll be using his hammer to build a tasteful ranch-style home." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Pennsylvania, I'm doing a stand-up show at the Arts Quest, a very serious name for a building, in Bethlehem on Saturday night, September 7th. And then I'm doing a Doug Loves Movies taping the next day at Helium in Philadelphia at 4:20. If you bring your name tags to Bethlehem, we'll play the Leonard Maltin game at the end of the show, and the winner can be a guest. We'll, you know, if they can come to Philadelphia the next day, they will be one of the guests, along with three other awesome people. And so this is a chance for people who aren't famous or a comedian or are willing to propose to their pregnant girlfriend. You can get a spot on the panel. Let's look in the prize bag. I did bring a Cox cable bag in honor of G-mer being on Cox tomorrow. I also have copies of a couple of my albums, Smug Life and Gateway Doug, and this is cool. I got a Comic-Con. This is a comic. It's called Ziggy Marley's Marijuana Man, and it's still sealed because I've been too high to even open it. Too high to read about Marijuana Man. Of course, we've got the rules of how to play the Leonard Maltin game. I always like to include that in the prize bag, even though you guys listen and probably know how to play. $10 iTunes gift cards. You can buy premium apps of the show. Last night, a gentleman came up to me after the show and said, "Can I give you these nail polishes to put in the prize bag?" They have movie related names. I can't remember any of them now, but it's called Chirality Nail Polish and Chirality. The guy's apparently here and. Never heard a man more fired up about nail polish in my entire life. Chirility! What's one of the names of these nail polishes? What's the most clever one that's in here? Did that guy yell Chirility and then leave? Or do you not remember?
I'm here, Chirility.
But aren't the nail polishes, don't they have specific names? ED-209 from RoboCop. That's all he had to yell out when I first asked. So if anybody wants RoboCop nail polish and knows how you would spell chirility. And we got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt is in here. And then we got a few other shirts that I'll reveal once I bring my guests out here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome podcasting legends David Huntsberger and Randy and Jason Sklar.
Douglas Henderson.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think of the appropriate event where you would, as a man or a woman, say, "Honey, I think I'm going to go with the RoboCop tonight." Is it a bar mitzvah?
I don't know. And I thought the rules to the Leonard Maltin game was a book written by women about why they how they can beat men at the Leonard Maltin game. So written by the girls who wrote the rules. That was the dumbest thing I've ever said in my entire life. But I just kept thinking of how to entrap a man into the Leonard Maltin game and get him to propose to you when you win. Is that a better?
All right, well, let's just be clear.
12 times over.
Let's just be clear on the joke scoreboard.
Randy won.
Randy has won. Jason zero.
-1.
-1. Oh, he's going into negative.
I'm already into the negatives.
You're that deep in the game. Yes. You want to pass that down to them?
Sure.
David, it's been a while since you guys have played the show, so that card might be helpful.
Okay.
All the rules on a tiny card.
Mm-hmm. It says something good or bad may or may not happen to you in the near or distant future. That is so Capricorn.
It is. Okay. Let me see that.
I would love to get pulled over by a police officer and then hand that along with my driver's license.
Yeah.
See where that gets
did you want? Did you want to see this?
Yeah. Cops You're love welcome. Podcasts.
Can yes. I get your license, registration, and the Leonard Maltin rules, please? I got pulled over by a cop the other day, and I literally... You get so scared you think you're going to... I didn't do any... I mean, I sped, but I was speeding on the highway, but like... And almost cut
and
someone off.
And you killed
off.
A girl. And, you know, killed a girl. Killed you killed a girl.
I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, I mean... And so,
but she got lippy.
No, I was like... I pull over, and I just like... As he's going back with my stuff in his car, I was like, what if my foot slipped and it looked like I was trying to get away, like right now? Like you
That's
just...
how every high-speed chase starts. Just a guy who slipped his foot slipped.
And then he's got to go with it. Yeah. And it's just you're at the point of no return. Then you're driving on rims. Like yeah. a year.
Are you going to hit the links while you're here? Is that why you're wearing those pants?
How do you know I haven't already hit them? So
you may have. I saw you guys tweeted a picture of you standing with someone from Southwest.
That's Southwest Airlines.
Talking about how great they are.
She took it. She knew who we were. It's like the only time I feel like we're ever going to get like preferential treatment. She knew who we were. And I had actually, I was like at A17. So I was like probably the highest I've ever been at Southwest. And I just wanted to savor the fact that I was in the A group. And she was like, do you guys want to? She's like, come here. Come on out here. And she brought us out ahead of time.
She got us so high.
It was unbelievable. Took our picture and then let us go. And I felt like I was so psyched, but it would have been so much better if I was like at C62. You know what I mean? I just sort of jumped ahead in A17. Not that much.
That's Randy Sklar, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Green pants.
Sorry.
And let's get a separate round of applause. I don't know if this happens to you guys very often.
Not enough.
A separate round of applause for Jason Sklar.
Bigger.
Winner.
Mine was more heartfelt.
Yeah, okay. Mine was bigger.
And on top of that, that's plenty, but we also have the one and only David Huntsberger is here, you guys. I got a woo.
I'll clap for that.
A single woo. Probably still smarting from last night's Leonard Maltin loss.
Yeah, I can't have it.
It was devastating.
Inside, I feel great. I feel like I made the right decision. I feel like the top two billed actors on Happy Gilmore should be. And one day they will chisel this onto a mountain. Adam Sandler and then Carl Weathers and then everybody else. But movies have it the other way.
You feel like they got it wrong, is
yeah.
what you're
saying. They went the hero, then the bad guy, then the fun-loving golf pro, mm-hmm. and then the girlfriend, and then
That's
so
part
on.
Of the fun of the game, is that Leonard decides what order they should be put in, and he doesn't necessarily stick with their billing according to the studio. Plus, also, the opening and end credits to a movie sometimes will be different.
So he
like
really
the order
decides.
Will be different in the two different, you know what I mean? Because there's so much negotiating that goes on for credit that, like...
He's literally playing God. I mean, he's like, I will move this
movie
around.
Guy.
And it was yet another fight that Apollo Creed lost. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. It's just so painful.
Yeah, like, you know he doesn't get second billing in any of the Rocky films.
No, exactly.
No.
Because those movies are racist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for Randy and Jason, because this is, you know, one of the rare appearances that they make together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's been a long time.
We have not spoken in 30 years.
Back together tonight, like, ladies and gentlemen.
Martin and Lewis, we're reconnecting here at the Chabad Telethon.
Do you guys, what is each of you, what is your biggest solo credit? Like, what's your TV or movie thing that you did without the other guy?
I mean, I know what his is.
Mine is I did Curb Your Enthusiasm without Randy.
Thereby making it impossible for me to do the show. So it's like a double checkmate. It's like, he did it, that's great for you, and now you can't do it unless Larry explains that there's this other guy that kind of looks like the guy who worked in the store. Like, it was too much work for him. And
it was too much of a throwaway guy to have a sibling come into it. I was a one-off, so sorry.
That's a lot of pressure if you're a one-off, because there's like a small chance you could be so good. They say, we want to do more with this character. And then you immediately say, how about he has a twin?
Yes.
Well, I'm always... Which actually happened on Entourage. That's what happened with that he got that. So that was like, he had done Curb, and then he got Entourage, and then it was like, oh, well, maybe what if we wrote this thing for both of
you? I've told you this before, but you guys are great on Entourage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Really entertaining. Like one of the best episodes of that show, the one where you guys are really going after
just
each other.
Just beating the shit out of each other. They had a fight coordinator for us to like.
Stunt coordinator.
Stunt coordinator was like, I'm going to show you guys how to fight with each other. You're like, you do know we're brothers.
We fought. But the way we fought with each other when we were younger, it's like we knew not to hit each other in the face. Like I was.
Like someday that would be our meal ticket. Like don't. This face, don't just.
Yeah, and Ari Gold's glass table is pretty dangerous when you guys are fighting.
A lot of edges,
no, but there was a moment where he's like, Randy's going to lunge at you, and you need to grab his jacket and pull him across the table because he won't be able to get across the table. And so in that moment, but you have to make it look like he's on top of you. It was pretty cool. But when we fought when we were kids, we would hit each other in the meaty part of the back in this area. I'd go like for set 10 hits, then I'd back off and let him hit me for 10 hits.
But don't you feel each other's pain?
No. Yeah, it was like.
You should.
After 20 hits.
It would be pretty stupid to hit each other if you did.
This is the worst.
Why?
So Randy doesn't have a big solo credit?
I don't have a bunch. I did a bunch of episodes. I actually did like about 30 or 40 episodes of Jim Rome's TV show, Just Me. Jay never got a chance to do it. So I was on that for a few years, and it was just me. And that felt like, you know, not an acting credit, but that was the TV thing that I just did. And we actually really do enjoy that. But I think there's still a lot of stuff that we feel like we have to conquer, the two of us together, before we're like, all right, we're sick of this.
Sequel to New York Minute?
Yeah.
Olsen Twins.
New Jersey Second.
Hello. Me, Randy. We're Chris
Connecticut
Christie's
Hour.
Huh? Cory Booker's assistants. I don't know.
David, have you ever done anything without the Sklar Brothers?
If you look in most of the scenes in Entourage, I'm in there somewhere. My face is on like a glass.
Do you consider
it's one of the things they insist
in
on.
In a grilled cheese.
Do you consider yourself like as much of a sports buff as the Sklars?
I've weaned off of sports a lot, and so I know a lot about the NFL. That's about it. So probably that is I could talk.
All right.
About
so then, what's your favorite football movie?
Let me give some thought to that. Mm-hmm. Can we just sit here while I think about this? that's a tough one. I know. No, I can't think of one right off the top of my head.
You can't think of one you like.
Can I tell you what you're
terrible? What's jumping into my head are movies that I hate?
No, I'll tell you the one that's your favorite, Friday Night Lights. I mean, it was great as a movie and then even better as a series.
I'll say Varsity Blues.
Really?
Oh, okay.
I know they stole from...
Wildcats?
From the book Friday Night Lights.
Wildcats?
It's a sport of kings.
Better than diamond rings. Football.
Literally,
Wild
that was...
Cats.
Oh, cats.
Terrible. Terrible writing. Terrible rap writing.
Terrible.
I think I have to revisit Varsity Blues because I hated it at the time, but maybe just the whole jock mentality of it kind of put me off.
It's so silly. It's really... there's something
but they're all
so...
a bunch of fuckers, those guys in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, there are guys that will just hurl a football at somebody else's face
and
laugh about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, his dad was encouraging him to knock a beer can off of his head, and what else can you do in that situation?
Right, it's got to hit his face.
You got to fire a football into his face. it appeals to me in a weird way where I'm just like, I know this is dumb, but then like Thunderstruck starts kicking in, and you're like, oh shit!
Yeah, I think it delivers. It's got Ali Larder with
the bikini
whipped cream whipped cream bikini.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Whip Keeney.
I can't complain about that.
Can't complain. That's a moment. That's
that
a moment.
That doesn't give me the blues.
It's one of those trailers, too, that everyone kind of remembers with Vanderbeek going, I don't want your life. And then everyone like...
Yeah, because that is the worst.
It's horrible.
It's the most horrible line delivery.
And that was the best of what they got from that. You know, they looked at like 8 other takes and they're like, we got to go with this. Can we go? It's good for what it is. Anytime someone says it's good for what it is, I got one read on an angle outside the window. Can we use that shot right there?
Also, when you ask somebody if they liked a movie or not, if their voice goes up a little, then don't even bother.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was all right.
We always do that for
okay.
Ask me how her one woman show was.
How was her one woman show?
Horrible.
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
Now ask me how his one-man show was.
How was his one-man show?
It was good.
So that was great. That's really an amazing show.
Really, really good. I was shocked at how good it was.
So
really
the
good.
More That's you love show. Something, the deeper the register.
The deeper it goes.
You like Shawshank Redemption?
I love it.
That's why Teddy Pendergrass loved everything.
Yeah.
Just everything. Even his accident. How do you feel?
I feel good.
It's a great new chapter in my life.
What about you guys with the sports films in general? Doesn't have to be football.
Well, there are like a couple that we go back to. And actually on our podcast, we had a chance to talk to two people who were very instrumental in what I consider to be one of the greatest sports movies ever, Breaking Away. You cannot watch that movie because obviously it's about so much more. It's about class. It's about... you know, a father and a son. I mean, I just the idea.
Safety when swimming.
Safety when swimming.
Yeah.
And
yeah, don't swim into a rock really hard.
Not do that. But even in that scene, what I love about the movie, even in that scene when, like, he's, you know, Dennis Quaid is just going at it. And after he hits his head and he's bleeding, he's just going at it. There's that shot of the other guy, and I don't know,
laughing at him. And then there's a moment where they stop.
And they're just like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And that reality of it was just so great. Just when Paul Dooley gets in the car, he's at the thing, he's listening to Dave Stoller going around, his son's going around, and he gets in the car and drives one of his used cars to the thing. That moment, like even thinking about that moment, is like it chokes you up. It's an amazing, amazing movie moment.
What I also loved, too, that they do a good job of is Dennis Quaid's kind of the cool guy of their group.
Yeah.
But when he gets on the bike, he's not the best. There's a part of you when
he
first
does one lap. Great.
He's exhausted.
But his race is the exact metaphor for his life. Mm-hmm. His first lap, he kicks everyone's ass. He blows around, but he doesn't have the heart and the guts to work hard enough to be able to do a full race. So after the first lap, he just starts falling off.
Like if you were to say, well, who's this guy? Like if you're storyboarding this movie out, you're like, who is the Dennis Quaid character? He's a guy that would kick everybody's ass on one lap and then just... I mean, if you use that as a description for him, perfect. Like that's why that's a great movie. And the Bad News Bears is another one.
Yeah,
Bad News Bears is another.
Mostly just 8-year-olds using really profane language.
Yeah, love it.
If it's got sports and Jackie Earle Haley,
there you go.
You're in.
I'm in smoking and playing air hockey and like there's just so much in that movie. Yeah. And the fact that they lose. I mean, they lose the last game. But there's
spoiler alert. Sorry, Jesus Christ.
I love how when they remade Bad News Bears, like Bad News Bears, the kids swear. I think they even say the N-word at one point.
They dropped an N-bomb.
Yeah, and they also, you know, smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol.
Beer.
Like the coach gives them all beers at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when they remade it with Billy Bob Thornton, they're like, oh, what can we do now? What would a crazy coach do now? And then he takes them all to Hooters.
Yeah.
And it's like, have you ever been to Hooters on a Saturday afternoon? Full of kids.
Full of kids.
It's not a crazy, oh, this coach is nuts. He took them to Hooters. That's what they do.
There's a ball pit at a Hooters.
No, they bring out a ball pit.
There is not. There aren't balls. They're just tiny boobs.
There was a boob pit. I'd like to swim in a boob pit at Hooters.
I love in the Bad News Bears, too, where even though he's a drunk and he's kind of an idiot, he never lets them lose their spirit. Like, if I can quote Winston Churchill,
he said,
success is being able to move from one failure to another without a loss of enthusiasm.
Yes.
And they get crushed like 30 runs to nothing. And then Walter Matthau goes, next week we play the Athletics. You know what that means for the Athletics?
Bad news!
It's so great. Well, all these kids are all fired up.
He was drunk at the time.
I love your Walter Matthau impression. Yeah. That's exciting. I can only do him from The Odd Couple. Felix!
I like him from Grumpy Old Men when he goes, I saw it on Geraldo.
Geraldo. Get down, man. Get down.
Nice play, Ahmad. The part that I loved in that movie, though, and this is why, let me say it, because I love it, is this, the whole film takes you to this game, this rematch. These kids have been shit on by these other kids, and you just want them to get their comeuppance.
You just want them to win this game.
You just want them to beat, so it's really about bullying. It's about these kids who were bullied, they were misfits, and you want them to triumph. And then in the middle of that game, there's that moment where
Vic Morrow
comes out to the mound. Like, the kid throws a ball, and it comes close to Engelbert's head.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, he threw at me. And then Vic Morrow comes out and hits his kid. All right, and I think he probably hit that kid, that actor kid, and I think that
he probably
kid
was like,
and the kid was like, "Ow!" And then Vic was like, "I need another one for me.
Just one more.
Can I do one more take?" There's like and a then, sound guy going, "I think I heard a helicopter. Can we get another one of those?" So he hits the kid, but in that moment, as soon as he hits the kid, and the kid walks off the field with the mom.
The hot mom.
The hot mom.
Extraordinarily attractive. Just,
I mean, way hotter than Vic Morrow could have gotten in that world. But I mean, a half shirt and then high-waisted jeans. Yeah. It was like two things canceling each other out. I was like...
Her waist is right here.
The waist was like... You're basically showing an inch of one rib just around. Yet it was scintillating, I would say. But there's that moment where, like, in that very moment, they blew it up. And suddenly the game didn't matter anymore. This thing that the whole movie was taking you to, they're like, oh, yeah, that doesn't matter. And I thought that was brilliant.
It's brilliant. That's why it makes a great sports
game. And then they crack out the beers at the end, and the kid says that great line of, you can take your trophy and shove it right up your ass.
Yeah.
And throws their trophy.
That's spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it was released a long time ago. You know, it's a
great movie, though. It's worth revisiting.
Everyone calls a great sports movie, and I recently watched it, and I've changed my mind a little bit. The speeches are great. And Gene Hackman's voice is great.
You're going to say Hoosiers?
Yeah. And here's why.
No.
He hits a kid, just like the guy you said is terrible.
In his backstory, he hits a kid.
Right. His backstory.
But had we seen it, we would have been rooting for his head to come in contact with a helicopter
that's
as
right.
well.
That's right. Come on.
And
that's,
then years later, he goes,
Vic Morrow. So
goes and hides in the military. And then he comes back and he's like, I'd like to get back into coaching. He goes to the only place that'll take him. And then he goes, I can make something out of these kids. He goes and approaches the best player in the state. And that kid's like, no, I'm good. And then he tries to win with five kids, who he cuts down to four, essentially.
Amazing.
And then they lose every game. They lose all the time. And then the town is like, this guy sucks. He hit a kid, and they haven't won any games. He's terrible. Let's get him out of here. And he's like, all right. And then the best kid shows up and goes, I'll play now. Then they win, and he's suddenly a hero. He's like, well, you just had the best player in the world on your team. You just waited it out until he showed up.
That's right.
That doesn't make you a great coach.
Everything you were doing, you weren't laying groundwork. You were just killing time until Chitwood comes in.
I hope that good guy shows up because we are dreadful. And then it happens.
Any other movies you want to describe in total?
You haven't seen Hoosiers?
The Longest Yard. Anyway.
The Sandler version?
Burt Reynolds.
That's such a tight story that I even enjoy the Sandler version of it.
You do.
It's just something about prisoners playing against the guards. And
that's great.
You just root for them,
even though you root for them.
You know, they broke some laws to get in
some
there.
Laws, exactly. Suddenly
some
now
of them
I'm like,
deserve
I'm,
to
I'm
be
like,
in jail.
Come on, throw it to the rapist in the corner over there. Just, why am I rooting for that?
The rapist is open.
The rapist is open. He's running a button hook, for Christ's sake. Throw it to him. Sometimes no means yes. Get it over in the corner. He's saying he doesn't want it. Get it to him. Give him a taste of his own medicine.
Why would a guy be running routes and go, no.
I'm not open. I'm not open. Get it to him. Get it to him. Force it in there.
I forgot to mention that David brought a cool beer t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be in the prize bag.
That was for why would that Professor get a plus? Blastoff fans.
Yeah, and then Jason and Randy brought a Scarborough
country
shirt. Mm-hmm. Do you have Scarborough County shirts also?
We're going to make those, which is just because that shows more about like people doing stupid shit in Florida. We basically, if 30 people get into a fight at a Chuck E. Cheese, and then one of them is related to a porta potty peeping Tom, we'll be there to make fun of it. That's what Scarborough County is. And so I think we just want to get like the state of Florida with like jail right
bars.
There, jail bars, and just say
county.
County.
Fair enough.
We'll get that.
But
not
now
for tonight.
We just have these.
All right, now's the part of the show where we're going to do a new segment that I like to call. I always have to look at it when I say it. Mm-hmm. Love like, hate, hate like.
Yeah.
It's already, people are already excited about it.
They are very excited.
I've only done it a couple of times.
It's tantalizing.
And the premise of this is I'm going to name someone that's involved in motion pictures, mm-hmm. and then we're going to go down the line, and one at a time, each one of us, I'll play as well, has to name a movie from that person that you love, a movie that you like, a movie that you hate, and a movie that you hate that you like.
Ah,
and
wonderful.
And you can pass once if
okay.
it gets difficult for
okay.
you.
Okay, well,
or
we'll
if there's, you know, if there's a professional affiliation and you feel bad.
Can you do the same? Can you do the same movie for one of those? Can you hate it and like it? and hate
it. I'd say that's the last one.
Okay. You hate that you like it.
Yeah. So this has just to be more clear. Like, the more vague distinction is between love and like. Like, that's you got to kind of explain.
Yeah, that's
that.
Tougher.
Like, why
that's
you
tougher.
Just like it.
No, love is
you
what
don't
you
don't love it.
You recommend it to someone if you love it. You'll watch it if it's on TV if you like
it. I don't recommend shit to anyone
that's
anymore.
Good. That's good.
Because everyone's just got their own taste. Yeah. And it's like when I get it fired up about something and they go, it was stupid. And
why
like,
is
well, okay.
Why is film so subjective?
I didn't know we were going to go that deep. I'm just trying to stay out of the heat for a couple hours.
No. Me too.
With your jacket on.
Can I get a mister in my pants?
It's air conditioned in here very quite nicely, I should say.
It is. Really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I'd be goosebumping if I didn't have my light jacket on.
I would wear your jacket. So I'm in the wrong here.
All right. In honor of Elysium being the number one movie in the country as we speak, we're going to play this game with the work of Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Damon's done a lot of movies.
Yep.
We'll start with David. What's a Matt Damon movie that you love?
Good Will Hunting.
Like your favorite Matt Damon movie. So you pretty much just the first one he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had done a few things before
that. He'd done some stuff.
Yeah. And why do you love that movie so much?
I think everyone likes to think that they have some untapped potential in the world, that it's just going to come out through and
everybody wishes at some point they can say, how do you like them apples?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did he hear them through the glass? It's out at night. It's like
a bar.
It's an unbelievable, because he said it in kind of a down voice. It's just, that'd be a great moment. He's like, how do you like them apples? And the guy's like, I can't.
What?
I can't
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's saying.
How do I like the what?
He's talking to you through the glass.
I can't hear you. Can you go up a little bit?
You got to come inside. You got to walk
inside.
Around because I can't hear it.
You got to walk inside.
That blonde guy is in a bar in Boston after bars close.
Yeah.
So it's just filled with people like, are you fucking kidding me? Fucking this only so. And then, what? Apples? I love it.
Okay, Good Will Hunt. We love that.
Because he's like a superhero, but it's...
Yeah.
Wait,
sure.
He's
a fucking math superhero.
Okay. Moving on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or do you want to describe the whole movie real quick?
And then this helicopter flies.
Minnie Driver plays this lady. Randy?
Oh, so now meets a movie that I...
Love. Matt Damon. Love Matt Damon movie.
Wow. I mean, I really...
And Behind the Candelabra
shit.
Doesn't count.
Fuck! Why does that not count? Are you kidding me?
That's some made-for-TV shit.
I can't say
that's
that
it's nominated for Emmys, not
no.
Oscars.
No, that should have been a movie.
That was the best 30 for 30 I've ever seen.
Ever.
Thank you.
I just love that movie because there were just a lot of scenes that didn't have much to do with anything where it was just Damon and Douglas hooking up. I mean, they were just like, this scene is over. Do they really need to go at it on the pool chair a little bit longer? Like, you got to get that from a lot of different angles. They really got into it. I was just like, neither of you are gay, but it's just an amazing thing that you guys are going after it. I kind of love it.
Anything's got to be a nice change of pace after you've been banging Catherine Zeta-Jones for a while.
That's right. You're talking about Matt Damon, right?
Okay. Yeah.
That's
what you pick as your one that you love?
And I'll tell you why, because here's what I loved about it. And it is a movie that I love that he was in. And then there are some other movies that I really like. And I really did like Good Will Hunting. But I love that movie because I do think Matt Damon is a good actor. And I do think there was something that he was playing underneath it. There's just this thing, this quiet weirdness underneath what he was doing throughout the entire movie that I kept thinking... Oh shit, like the other shoe's gonna drop, and it never really fully, it kind of did, but it didn't really. But like throughout all those scenes, I just thought he was really, I was on the edge of my seat the whole time when he was there, and I'm like, that's good acting. I love it. I'm gonna go way back, and I'm not even gonna give Damon full credit for this, but I love School Ties. Maybe it's because I'm a Jew. And I like some comeuppance. It was Brendan Fraser's best movie. I think it was. You know, it was of that ilk of those East Coast boarding school type films where, you know, Damon was a dick. It was good because he was the opposite of sort of what he's become. He's been the hero in everything. In a lot of things. In a lot of what he's done, he's the hero. And he was a prick, like a non-Jewish prick. And I kind of like that. I thought that was good.
But when you mentioned Brendan Fraser being his best movie, you clearly have never seen Dudley Do-Right.
Touche.
You've missed out on a lot of this. George of the Jungle. Did you see that?
George the Nazi.
I did not.
No Man. See Looney Tunes?
Yes. I did not see that.
That guy loves remaking cartoons.
He really does. He does.
Furry Vengeance. For my...
He was a phenomenal Hong Kong fooey. Just unbelievable.
My absolute favorite, love, love, love it, movie with Matt Damon in it is called Team America World Police.
I think I saw that.
That doesn't seem like it counts.
He didn't even do the voice, but just the fact that they chose him, and like every time they showed him, he's like, I'm Matt Damon! Like they made him just really super challenged and hilarious.
Soft, the soft singing of America, fuck yeah. That made me laugh.
That's a great
over
movie.
I'm sad to say
that I don't think Matt Damon's been in a movie as great as that one. For me, just for
the
my
homage
own,
to
for
Matt Damon.
Own
that's
personal,
in my top five marionette-based movies.
Do you fill out the five?
No, I can't. Number two being John Malkovich. That counts too, right? Who's a marionette?
Nice. David, what's a Matt Damon movie that you like? Just like. You don't have to go crazy over it. You just liked it.
I'll say Rounders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that.
Yeah.
I'm not that into it.
You're not a card guy?
It was before like the World Series of Poker tournament was on TV all the time, so
right.
it had more of an allure, I think. Like seeing it now, you'd be like, oh, you got more poker stuff.
Yeah.
But then I was like, yeah, this is neat. This is a world I don't know about.
The world of the count card game.
Yeah, when they show it now, they should have on the screen, you can see what hands everybody has.
Yeah, like Damon holds up and you're like, oh, he's
got pocket fours.
Pocket fours.
And have two of those poker guys talking over every scene. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, he's
Norm Chad just making jokes over it. So that's a... I will say... Can I go and say another movie that was already said? I think Goodwill Hunting, I really did enjoy that movie. I like that movie. I liked he played it a little understated, and I thought he was. I liked them both. I mean, what can I say? As much as I wanted to hate, I was like, yeah, these guys are.
Does he lose for not loving something?
No, I said I love Beyond the Candelabra. I love that movie.
But I thought that was a TV movie.
You can love it.
Can I love it?
I'll allow it.
It was. Let him love something, David. Love something, David Huntsberger, for Christ's sake.
This isn't really, it's not a competition, really. It's
no.
Just,
okay, good.
I do have my Damon movie that I hate, so I'm just, that's in my
pocket.
Okay,
save
right
that. So what's your like?
I would say The Bourne Ultimatum. Because I can't tell if you ask me what each of them are. I couldn't tell you the plot of anyone. I just know that he fights, like, awesomely.
Yeah, what's that
in,
one,
like, train
what's that
stations.
One where he's like on the edge of a building?
Yeah, Bourne Identity
all
Ultimatum.
It's probably all of them.
What's the one where he's trying to get out from the people from the inside?
Yeah,
but he's also tracking them around.
Yes. Yeah. What's the one where he doesn't have any of the information? He's trying to figure it out through.
What's the one where he uses regular people to block him so that the other people can't see him?
Which one is that?
I think the first one, he's like falling and shooting a guy and also lands on him.
Yeah.
Like lands on the guy he killed as they're falling.
It's a very Native American use of that person. He's used every part of the person. Use him as a human shield.
I don't kill anything that I don't use as padding.
Guys, we're wasting these people here. Let's just everybody find a use. And then get the guy to drive you home. It's like...
So I enjoy the Bourne films. I don't have anything against them really, but they did sort of all blur together. And then I didn't see the new one with Jeremy Renner.
I saw that one recently.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was pretty good. Good.
It was pretty good.
Here's the thing, I actually like Jeremy Renner. I think he's funny, and I saw on SNL he was funny. I do like Jeremy Renner.
But. He can sing. He's got a great voice.
He can sing.
He's
but,
like a white Jamie Foxx.
There was a great running scene on a bunch of Thai roofs.
Oh, okay.
Like just like rooftops in the Thai slums. I mean, in the Thai.
Which Bourne was that from?
The Bourne.
Where they're running on the roofs.
Reborn.
Reborn.
I liked in the recent one where he fought a wolf. Thought that was nice.
He fought the wolf.
You're confusing him with Liam Neeson.
The wolf had kidnapped his daughter, and he was like, "I got a certain set of skills."
Yeah.
Wolf skills.
Wolf wrestling.
Wolf wrestling is one of them.
Stage fighting, Windows 97. Those are my three. Those are my three main skills. I can use those to solve most crimes. What if that was your skill set? That was the extent of your skill set.
For my like, I went with, and I'm surprised this hasn't come up yet, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, nice.
He's Private Ryan.
He is indeed.
Yeah.
He's
Private Ryan.
So he's not in it a lot, but, you know, they certainly talk about him quite a bit.
They do. It's like, and your Team America thing.
Yeah.
And you love the things about Matt Damon where he skirts around the outside of them. Never actually makes it into it.
I can't really commit to Matt Damon yet.
I can tell.
I honestly think the best work he's done was his recurring role on 30 Rock.
I loved it. Loved it.
Great. He was so funny in that. Why is so he just not in fucking comedies?
He should do comedies.
He's never
great.
Done a comedy, ever, except for World Police.
World Police.
Yeah. What do you hate, David?
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Mm. Ooh, that's an interesting one to hate. I thought that was an okay movie.
Yeah.
Didn't care for it.
Describe it to us.
They're on a boat.
Yeah, what was his talent?
He could mimic people and sort of become... Remember, he's like, do an impression of my dad. And then he does it right to the dad's face. And then he was like Frank Caliendo. Are you saying Frank Caliendo is not talented?
He is talented.
I would never say that.
He is talented.
This is his hometown.
He is talented.
Yeah, right? Boo. But wait, I don't know who you're booing.
I do think he's talented.
What do you think is your one that you hate?
Probably We Bought a Zoo. Oh. We Bought a Zoo. I just think home zoos in general are very creepy. I just... Because there's always a story of like, and then she went out to feed him, and then she died. Like, she was so surprised that she died. You're surprised that you fucking took a cheetah that should just be running wild and put it in an 8x8 cell, and then you went out to feed him, and you're surprised. Like, there are times when I feed my dog, who is a domesticated animal, and I'm like, ooh, he snapped a little bit there. I should throw that bone that way. Yeah. And these people are like, I walked in, I stuck my hand in his mouth. I don't understand why he... then turned on my wife.
The body count was way too low in that movie.
Way too low. Like, I wanted to see someone get stepped on by an elephant. And by the way, if you've ever seen, like... I refuse...
Wouldn't that be a great Make-A-Wish kid?
I just want to see someone get stepped on by an elephant.
Son, we can make that happen.
Yes. We got to make it happen.
We've got some bodies going to waste right now.
Someone should be like, "That. All right, you get that one and you get another wish." All right? Because that's
no, but
all
I
of our
saw
wish.
A video once of an elk trampling an old guy. And it, like, I almost said, I saw this, like, by accident. I saw it, like, 10 years ago. Like, and it still haunts me to this day because it looked like the elk was, like, dancing on his head and, like the elk was having fun with it, like, enjoying stepping on this old man's head. And it was absolutely scary. So I just felt like if you're going to buy a zoo, there should be an elk trampling scene. That's all I'm saying, if you want it to be realistic.
Fair enough.
Thank you. I would say Dogma was a movie that I was like, all right. Get on. I'm not saying
people,
I hate the
movie.
People
love their Kevin Smith.
I know. And I'm not saying it was a bad movie. I'm just saying that his role in that movie to me seemed like, I don't know, tacked in. I don't know. I just wasn't into it. I'm just,
yeah, when he and Ben Affleck showed up in that movie,
like,
it just
hey,
seemed
look,
like
we
they
got
were...
the guys who are hot right now, and now they're in the movie, and I know Affleck was in the other ones, and I know that, like, I just to me it felt like they're like, we need to get these guys in this thing, and it didn't quite work for me. Cool, not funny.
I agree with that assessment.
Thank you.
I hated The Informant.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. You hated The Informant?
Well, I admire the movie. You know, Soderbergh does interesting things.
Very interesting.
He's always taking chances. He's always willing to bore the shit out of me.
Yeah, yes. He is.
He's not scared to put me to sleep.
I'm going
to
tell you, 40% of that is lighting in a Soderbergh movie. It is just lit in such a way that you're like, God, I wasn't tired of going
in. I was lit in such a way that...
You were lit in such a way.
Couldn't keep it together.
Get it, and I understand
But also, I just, you know, I thought that the concept of hearing everything that Matt Damon was thinking was like really funny on paper, but about halfway through the movie, I wanted to strangle him and stop hearing his thoughts. And also, he gained a lot of weight for the role, and it would have been fine if he just put on a baggy jacket and just acted like a schlub.
Yeah.
He didn't need to be fatter. Fat. Yeah, the character didn't need to be fat.
Right. I actually liked that movie more than you did. I just thought, like,
a lot of people did.
His reactions to people were not what you expected when people. I just, again.
He had the Ripley lying thing going for it.
A little bit, but he was a little more flip and it was a little more fun.
But there was a stunt casting of like 15 comedians.
Yeah, like.
And I defy you to say what comedian had a funny moment in that movie. They all play super straight roles.
Here's the thing, none of the comedians had a funny moment, and yet I watched and I'm like, fuck, we weren't in that.
How do we not even read for that shit?
How do we not even come in and
get the movie is about twins.
Yes.
Who gain weight for a role.
That's good. Look at this.
We got to get through this. What do you hate, like?
David, the one
you hate yourself for liking it.
Probably one of the Bourne ones. Like, I'd like to say, like, the Rainmaker.
Which one? The one where he was driving
in a car. Shooting a lot of people.
There's
really
shot backwards from a car
window.
The
one where they're chasing him.
And he's on the phone with someone, and then wouldn't you know it, he's looking right at them.
Oh.
And they go, you're near me? And then the song starts.
You hate that you love that.
Yeah.
Because I don't see
him as a tough guy at all. At all. And yet I'm watching him with a gun, like, all right, he is fighting these dudes. This is a pretty good movie. And then in my head, I'm like, I don't feel like I could fight anybody. I feel confident I could beat up Matt Damon.
I don't think you could. I would love to arrange.
That's a scenario where
I don't think the two of you in the octagon. I think he could probably beat you up.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's a badass dude. Look at yourself.
You haven't seen me with good lighting and scripted moves,
looking like I'm fucking people up.
I'm pretty good when it comes to that.
Yeah. If he's like, Matt Damon, you come at me from this side.
If you put your right arm across
on
my
wires.
Shoulder, just
yeah. Sorry. Then I'm good.
I don't know the movie that
do you have one.
I don't think I do.
I'm gonna pass on that.
That I love to hate, or that I hate that I love.
I haven't used it yet, and I will say that it's. I hate how much I love Good Will Hunting. I feel like that about it because I do feel like part of the reason why I love that movie is the Elliott Smith soundtrack. Like for me, I just thought that was such a great moment for him because he's a Largo guy, and like I wasn't aware of him so much back before the movie, but I thought. You know, this is a great moment. This is like a good moment of like young filmmakers coming together. But then I also kind of resented it because I'm like, how the fuck did these guys get a whole thing going? And then, you know, I was jealous and I felt terrible. And why am I suddenly Marc Maron? I don't understand what's going on right now. Good for them. Great.
Career's going well.
So are we good?
Yeah, it's great.
But yeah.
I hate that I love Oceans 12 and 13.
Wow.
What? Because if either one of those is on fucking cable or the first one, I will watch the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And hate myself for it because when 12 came out, it was not as good as 11, obviously.
Right. No,
and had that horrible plot twist of Julia Roberts pretending to be Julia Roberts and she's not that good of an actress.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis is himself. Like, yeah. That should just be 2 hours of watching a guy take a nap.
Yeah. Bruce Willis,
phoning in everything these days.
I think the most exciting thing about Bruce Willis these days are the interviews he's doing on the press junkets leading up to it. There's the interview of him in the robe, and there's the interview where the British guy, asks him a question, and he's just like. That is the stupidest thing I have ever... And he just kind of loses his mind a little bit. It's like a fight, like a moonlighting fight between him and Cybill Shepherd. I'm like, you don't know this guy. He's not wearing shoulder pads.
But so 12 came out, and it wasn't as good as 11. And then they gave the whole big, well, 13, we're going to make it up to you guys. Like, they admitted 12 was dumb.
Yes.
And they're like, but we're going to make it up to you with 13, and it's worse than 12.
It's bad.
It's just
13 was so bad, they
should have
called it 10. That's how bad it was.
Should have dropped it back.
Yes.
But I still... I love to hate them. I'll watch them.
You'll watch them.
Because
they
take place in
Tower
Vegas
Heist.
Oh, yeah.
Tower Heist is super rough.
Ooh.
Super duper rough. That's such a the Oceans movies are a million times like better than
it
that.
It takes a Tower Heist to make you appreciate the Oceans movies.
You'd rather be in an actual heist as a
I'd rather
captive.
Someone. I'd rather some a group of people try and come in and steal my cable box and switch the movie to.
Yeah, Oceans. Switch it over to the greatest Oceans. Movie ever rolled. Yeah. Currently if you were available like, on demand
after a hostage situation.
Super high.
Now is the part of the show where I say, "Let the games begin." Let me see your name tags, you guys. And more importantly, let That's my guests good. See the name tags, and they are going to pick who they would like to play for. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. All right, guys. We're back.
We're back.
Yes. Let's make a vine of you guys. Hold up your sign for yep. me. Tell me whose name it is and why you chose it.
Django Unbanned. Just because that, nice. because of what I just said. I'm a sucker for detail. This is Colin, call in, parentheses.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
And what happened to that other one?
This other one is,
it's actually got your face on it, the other one.
It says,
both you guys.
Instead of stepbrothers, it says Sklar Brothers.
All right, so which one are you going
to
play?
They grow up so fast.
You have to pick one. Which one do you want to play for?
Well, I do love that. I'm just going to take this and steal it. I think I'm going to play for the princess. It's not a princess film. This is like an old-timey. This is like the Queen of England answers this thing.
That's her car.
All right, apologies to the person who made the Sklar Brothers
I'm sorry.
Sign and got very excited.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We love it.
Maybe you'll give them a shirt or something. Or,
less yeah. a fan of themselves, more a fan of Antiques Roadshow.
Yep.
Yes.
So just know that going forward.
And where did you find this? You found this in your attic? Yes. This
from
was
the Civil
you
War.
You can see, yep, it's part of the turn of the century stapling down here. Some of the grifting and the grafting on the bottom right here is in the plastic, I would say. How much did you think it was worth when you brought it in here today?
All right, David, you know. Show me yours. Show me yours, David.
Carl LaFornia.
Okay. Good job.
Nice.
All right.
Vine completed.
Yes.
Oh, my shit fell on the floor. Thank you, sir. May I have another? I get very collegiate when I'm in this neighborhood.
You do.
Yes. Hey.
Yeah.
Even though it is a commuter school. Guys, we're still feeling
it's not
a commuter school. Guys, it isn't.
Settle down.
Everybody.
Don't start a fucking riot over what kind of school it is.
That's right.
All right, we're going to play a quick new game that I like to call Interrupt This. And doesn't matter who goes first, really, so you guys can just sort of jump in. But this weekend, I'm going to be interrupting three movies on their 10-year anniversary at the Alamo Draft House Main Street in Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are from St. Louis, right?
From St. Louis. Yeah. That's not Kansas City, but it's close.
I know. They're Missouri, right?
Yeah,
Missouri.
And, mm-hmm. And what are you guys doing September 14th? You already booked somewhere?
Yeah, for okay. the improv in L.A.
All right. I'm doing some shows in St. Louis on the September 14th, so I'll be sure to...
we'll tweet it out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll get you to tweet it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll
do your bidding for you, Doug.
Can I interrupt this?
Yeah.
Sure. What do you got?
It's this business meeting.
Exactly. So what else do we got? New business? Any? Hang on, guys. I'm going to put us on speaker.
Now that you have that, you could finally join the Rotary Club. Yeah.
Do you see the plastic piping on the bottom is definitely turn of the century.
Yeah.
You can Skype on that phone. You can do guys.
Which one of these movies do you think has sold the most tickets for me to interrupt in Kansas City? Tomb Raider 2, Lara Croft, Life Cradle, or whatever it's called. Long-ass title.
Lip Cradle.
Yeah. Bad Boys 2,
uh-huh.
or Freddy versus Jason.
Freddy versus Jason.
That's the both of you.
Yep, all of us.
We answered as if we were twins.
That's right. It's a Freddy versus Jason all the way.
And what do you think?
Freddy versus Jason.
All three of you are going to pick the same thing?
Yeah.
Third Sklar.
It's very popular.
It's, as of the last time I checked, it's Bad Boys 2.
What? What's
just,
he gonna
just
do?
Just sold more tickets.
Yeah.
More people want to see me make fun of that. Okay. Could just be a better time slot.
Oh, okay. It wasn't which movie sold more tickets. It's which event of... that you are going to be making fun of sold more tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, I was totally confused.
Oh.
Then I was going to say Bad Boys, too.
Do you want to change your answer to Bad Boys, too?
Yes, I would like to change.
Do you guys want to change your answer?
Yeah. I'd like to change mine to Tomb Raider.
Yes. Why, David? You know that that's not the answer.
I zig.
Because I was mistaken earlier. The answer is Jason versus Freddy.
See?
Freddy versus Jason. So, okay, we don't really have a winner in that game. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know.
This is fun.
It's fine. It's fine that we don't have a winner.
Yeah.
We're going to be all right.
Yeah.
But we're going to play How Much Did This Shit Make? Mm-hmm. And the Sklars were in, both of you gentlemen were in either Old Dogs or Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs is the Old Dogs of motorcycle movies with old famous actors in it. No, what's amazing about that is that was the same script for both movies, and they just had it in different locations. So,
which of you had the weird ear?
You Randy. Can't me. You Randy. Can't teach an old dog Wild Hogs. That's the old saying. That was the old saying around the Wild Hogstead.
So wait, which one were you in?
We're in Wild Hogs.
You're in Wild Hogs.
Now I feel like I was in Wild Dogs. Is that weird? Wild Hogs.
Old Hogs would be a great movie. Just ancient dudes with giant dicks.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go...
Ancient... I was thinking about old bar sluts.
And the sports guy in me was thinking old Redskins linemen from the early 1980s. Old Hogs. Anyway, right. Stupid. Anyway.
All right, so you guys were in one of those.
Yes, Wild Hogs.
But we're going to combine the total domestic box office of the two. Of the two movies. Because I think Old Dogs was sort of a sequel to Wild Hogs. It was trying to recapture that magic.
The magic that Wild Hogs.
Yeah, and without you guys. Mm-hmm. And so how much did the domestic. Did the two of those movies make domestic box office according to Box Office Mojo?
$265 million. That's way too high.
which is something I rarely hear.
That's the name of Doug's next movie.
Wait, what'd you say again?
$265 million.
Okay.
That's Wild Hogs made 160 domestic, something like that. But the other one didn't make 90. 105.
No, Old Dogs. All of this talk is helping David. He hasn't weighed in yet.
I'm going to say
he's not as much of a Hogs Dogs aficionado.
227. That's what I'm going to say.
227. Hogs. All right, David.
$1.
Yeah, that is one way you could go.
You could go.
Hey, I'm going to go in like the 185 range.
Do you think are they allowed to say that on Price is Right? I'm going to go in a range.
Right.
Yeah.
When Drew, they're bidding on a radar range.
Listen,
yes.
Drew, I want to put it in the ballpark of this number.
I always rooted for the Marines on that show. Anytime a Marine would come up, I was just... And, like, you don't know what he did the night before. He could have been there for Fleet Week. He could have forced a couple of people to do something. Hey, tailhook happened. Whether you want to... Believe it or not, it happened.
I'm like, he's going to spin...
On our soil.
He is going to spin the shit out of that wheel. I got to root for the guy.
That's true.
165?
He's in the 180 range.
180?
There's no reason for me to go higher than $1, but I feel like that's... I never liked when people did that.
That's
so
kind
I'm
of a dick
say,
move.
$185 million. In that range. So if I'm a little...
Stop saying range. Just pick a goddamn number. We're in Tempe, for fuck's sake.
Exactly.
Okay.
They don't go, it's in the...
It's
yeah,
almost,
they do.
It's
That's
in,
all they do.
It's no. in the 113 range.
No, yeah. No, it was 110 today. And everybody knows
every,
it.
I felt every degree of it.
All right, well, those two films combined at the box office. Wild Hogs made a whopping $168.2 million.
Yeah.
And then Old Dogs just couldn't follow up and only made $49.4
million. Oh, it's you.
For a total of $217.6 million. So Jason went over and David's our winner on that one.
David, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. I did nothing.
Has been pointed out to me on the internet many times. The person who goes last sort of has the advantage in that game. But you know,
Didn't happen there, guys.
You took it.
Did not happen there.
Ran with it. So now we have to, we know that David will be going first in the Leonard Maltin game.
Okay, very good. You've won that.
Yeah, let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Let's do it. Let's do this.
For all of the prizes in the bag, you guys, and you guys are playing for David, who are you playing for?
Carl LaFornia.
Okay.
I'm playing for...
That's why we have name tags, so you hold it up and I can tell who you're playing for.
There's an old-fashioned phone on my
hand. I know, I didn't tell you to put it down under the phone.
It's in everybody's business. It's
This phone is a nuisance.
This phone is everywhere.
So we got Carl LaFornia and Colin. And Django Unbanned.
Unbanned, yes.
Which I don't believe is a person's name, but... No. But it is a fun
sign. It's Django. I think it's John.
Oh, his name's John?
John. But a woman handed it to me, so I think. Or is that a man?
It's a lady named John?
Yes. Django. All right.
Okay.
John.
Hey, you were here last night. Yeah, good to see you again.
So, but I can't see, but that is a man. No, it's a woman. It's a man.
Okay. It's a dude. It's a very pretty dude.
All right. He's.
It's William Zabka.
Which Abercrombie & Fitch do you work at?
You put the abs back in Abercrombie. Thank you for doing that.
Finally, somebody did that.
I know.
Put them back in.
Right? Because they were out for a while. You'd walk by there and go, where are they? Where are they?
David will pick a category, and then we'll go to Jason, and then we'll go to Randy. And you get to pick between these three categories, David. Celebrating a birthday today, the great Steve Martin. Mm. So the films, yes, the films of Steve Martin. Or at Trav Kraka Soon. These Twitter names get so crazy sometimes. Kraka, K-R-A-K-A, Soon, S-O-O-N, suggested Ferris Bueller's Off Day. And that's Matthew Broderick films that Leonard gave less than 2 stars.
Ah, that's very funny.
Ooh, that's very funny.
And I'll tell you right now, that was hard to find one.
Really?
He really
Broderick's Broderick does good work.
Does consistently
he does good work.
Great movies like Tower of Heist.
Thank you. Thank you. And he really stole that movie. Yeah.
At Brains, and that's with a lot of A's and a lot of I's, suggested Talk to the Hand, and that's motion pictures that have sign language in them.
Ooh.
Characters who do sign language. So which one of those would you like to play, David?
I'm going to go with Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
There you go.
You may regret this decision. We'll
You've
see.
Made a lot of them. That's, that's
this tough. Movie is from 1978. Mm-hmm. 1.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. He calls this movie an attempt. He also says...
He also says
the storyline just doesn't work. And sequences range from tolerable to embarrassing. And he lists 10 names. I think. Yeah, 10 names. How many names do you think you get it in, David Huntsberger from Professor Blastoff?
Mm-hmm. 9 names.
Smart opening bid. Mm. Jason Sklar from County and Country.
Can I go higher? Mm-hmm. I can't bid higher than 9.
No,
correct?
That would be a weird game.
I mean, I'm going to say, I'll go for 8. Why not? Also, I can do it in 8.
Why not?
Why not?
I'm Randy.
Can I tell him to name that?
You can. He's gonna get 8 names out of 10.
I'll do it in 7.
I'll say name it.
Name that shit.
He walked right into that one, didn't he?
Yeah. Thanks, Doug. Name it, damn it.
All right, I think you have a good shot at this. You get 7 names mm-hmm. out of 10. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's from 1978.
Okay.
1.5 stars from Leonard. Mm-hmm. And your 7 names are Earth, Wind, and Fire. Mm.
Does that count
That's
as three?
That's just one name.
That's one name. Okay, yeah. Good. That's great.
The aforementioned Steve Martin, mm-hmm. Billy Preston, Diane Steinberg, mm-hmm. Sandy Farina, Donald Pleasance, and Frankie Howard.
I know it. I can't step
you
on
can't
this.
Do anything. Yeah,
I can't
you just
do
have
shit.
To sit there.
Like a limp, dead
twin.
Ah! Like a phantom twin. Can't feel that part of me. Was once alive, but not there.
If it moves over from his brain into yours, everyone in here will die.
That's right.
I can tell you that he doesn't know it.
Oh, I
can tell you right now that he has no idea.
There's no idea. I mean...
Wow, you guys really are connected.
No, nope. I just...
He sees it. He reads it.
I know his limitations.
Side of my... Exactly.
It's like Gattaca. I know what he can't do.
That's right.
Those aren't his fingerprints.
I wish I knew my own limitations. I can't name it. I can't name it.
All right. Well, for fun, do you want to name it?
Sergeant
Jason?
Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band movie?
So you can't name it either. But very close. It's Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
That was fucking it, basically.
No, I'm telling you. On Jeopardy, they wouldn't accept heart instead of hearts.
On Jeopardy.
Yeah, this is as serious as Jeopardy. That's
but right. that was ridiculous that I knew it after one name.
And okay. I demand that Alex Trebek explain himself over this flap that happened right here. So
yes.
I'm going to demand an apology from him.
He'll send it.
David Huntsberger has a point. Something I rarely say.
I'd like to thank Earth, Wind, and Fire for that point.
Yeah.
That one person.
It is almost September.
I should have called that three names.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have made a difference.
Would have made it worse for me. You just saw that movie, right?
I just saw it. And it was crazy bad.
Well, you know what that means, though. Jason gets to pick the next category.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And then since David was challenged, we'll go to David second because we switched the order around. Mm-hmm. And would you like at Koji Werner, KOJI Werner, WERNER, mm-hmm. suggested the perfect dorm, mm-hmm. and that's college movies.
College movies.
Movies that take place at a college.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or at Funky Spence. Suggested Dick Tracy, and that's a movie where someone draws a nude portrait.
Yes,
that's so good.
I love
it's
that.
It's so good.
Yes.
And at the Matt Mod, Matt, M-A-T-T, Mod, M-O-D, suggested The Spectacled Now. And that's movies where the lead performer in the movie wears glasses.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean,
Which one of those do you like? College, nude portrait, or glasses?
I should want the glasses one, but I think I'm going to go nude portrait.
Mm. Okay. The year is 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now. I mean, people are like, what? Are we in the hot tub comedy club time machine?
Yes.
3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1997.
So 97, so it's definitely got some pre-9/11 hubris in it. You know what I mean? Like just.
Yeah. Yes, as all movies did back
yes.
then.
We didn't know.
We didn't know we were walking
into it. We didn't know it
was coming. He says about this movie that...
I think I know what it is.
I bet you do think you know what it is, but you gotta sit through all this part.
I just like to announce my feelings.
Okay.
What did he say? 3.5 stars.
All the clues, 3.5 stars. All the clues are really
give it away.
He says one of the characters in this movie is beautifully played,
mm-hmm.
which is not much of a clue. And then. It's written by the director. The director of this movie also wrote it. And there's 5, 6, 7, 8, 14 names.
I can name it in -1.
David. What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to say -2.
What? Damn, bitch! No! No! Damn,
James. I will say name that movie, David.
I know you know it. God damn you.
I don't know that I do. I think I have the year wrong.
But now you got to get two people on there,
I know.
Too. Carl Weathers.
Okay,
just kidding.
Action Jackson.
Nobody make any noise until David said the name of the movie and the two actors. Because if any part
hold
of it
in
is
your groans,
if
after
any
I say the
part
title.
Of it is wrong, then you you lose. And
I'm gonna say it all quickly so people can't groan after I get the title wrong.
Mm-hmm.
As Good as It Gets, Greg Kinnear, Helen Hunt.
A guy tried to get it in. What? As soon as you said all three, what?
Say what? Say what? Damn, James.
What were you thinking?
Well, he's right.
Because that's incorrect.
It's incorrect.
Yes.
So,
what did you think
thinking,
it was?
Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet.
That would have been the correct
yes!
answer.
Yes!
Damn. I was thinking that, too. Oh, shit. Billy Zane, number 11. Just kidding.
That movie feels more like 94-ish to me for some reason.
No, 97.
97.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah.
Now.
That was awesome.
That was really
because I thought you'd get it for sure.
I thought
I've never seen Titanic. Oddly,
as my friend David, Scott Aukerman says, Kate Winslet put the tit in Titanic.
Yeah. David kind of took that one. I thought for sure he was going to get it, and then he just like out of nowhere slammed into something and just started just going down like quickly. We all thought he was going to get it. It was a surefire.
And he was laughing even as he was going down.
It's just ridiculous. How could he have miscalculated so poorly in that instance?
I had a little bit to drink. Who challenged him?
No, he was in uncharted waters.
I challenged him.
So you get the point.
Goddamn right I get
the
point.
Yeah, Randy's on the board.
Thank you. Get nothing for what I just did. Nothing.
You've thrown both.
You get to pick the category again, though.
Ooh,
does
great.
He?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Whoever's left out of the skirmish.
Who would the third
you
have been?
You almost had to go with Dick Tracy.
Who would the third have been?
Yeah.
On that one?
Because that's what I was hoping was going to happen.
Kathy Bates. Kathy Bates?
No.
Oh,
was she
weird.
Number three?
No.
No way.
No.
What?
It had to be Billy Zane.
Billy
right?
Zane, I had.
Yeah, Billy Zane.
Three.
You know, because the villain is always in the three spot.
The cushy three spot.
Yeah. We got a two-way tie, but there's, you know, you always have a chance here, Jason.
Okay.
And you get to pick a category.
Great.
Would you like the spectacular now? That's a new category that I'm going to use all the time because I love the title of it, and it was suggested by BP Rogers on Twitter, and this is movies that are in theaters now and are certified over 70%. Favorability on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, now we're the twins.
I know.
I will not. I have a small child, so I will not be choosing that. I don't know shit about what's out right now.
You haven't been out to anything.
And it's been like
you've only
4 years.
Seen
it's like planes and then nothing else.
Yeah. Planes, really?
And then nothing else.
It's got to be brutal to sit through that.
Yeah, you know, there's moments. You have moments.
Moments.
Yeah, it's good.
They fly around.
Yeah. Yes.
They talk.
Yeah. Goddamn planes.
Good crowd work.
Yeah.
Or... feminist movement, and that's motion pictures where you can see a woman sitting on a toilet.
Shit. Okay.
Or I Know What You Did Last. No summer. Just I Know What You Did Last, and it's the final films of someone.
Before
someone is the last movie of a particular performer.
Ooh.
Which one do you like?
I'm going to do Feminist Movement.
Okay.
It's a great title. It's phenomenal.
Would you like Woman on a Toilet from 1998 or 2010?
I'll do 2010.
People like to do the more recent one when given a choice, and it's probably the smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. 3 stars from Leonard. Mm-hmm. He calls this movie compelling. Mm-mm. He also says that this movie seamlessly hops back and forth in time. Mm-hmm. Seamlessly. And he also says it's longish, but well done. Which is how I like my steaks. Longish.
And your women. So.
What?
In a range. That's for Oh, man.
How was she? She was longish, but well done.
Leonard lists 8 names.
Oh, man.
How many names do you think you can get it in, Jason?
2010. I mean, I'm thinking of a completely different movie.
Okay, Randy's coming up next.
Here, all the names. Eight.
Okay. Smart bid.
Yeah.
Randy's next.
I'm next.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just going to say, name that movie, Jay. Name it.
Jesus.
Name it.
How many names did you give him?
Eight.
Eight. All eight.
All eight names?
Yep. He's not going to get it.
What are you, insane?
He's not going to get it.
I still won't get it.
He still won't get it.
From 2010?
Nope.
Because you're already on child lockdown?
My son's four and a half, so I'm out. I'm totally out.
I was prepared to go guns blazing on this.
Were you really?
Yeah. But you saw how that worked out last time.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Eight names. He gets eight names. Okay. And I guarantee you he won't get it. And I'm going to win based on this.
I disagree.
How about a side bet?
You want to do a side bet?
Yeah, I'll throw 20 on it.
Throw 20 on it. I'll put 20 in it.
I'll throw down 20 that he gets it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I have that little faith in my brother. I'm going to be $40 for sure after this.
But he's known both other movies.
Yeah, I'm not even offended by that little amount of faith. I just am so used to it.
Here, David, hold the money.
All right.
Great. You've chosen wisely.
Do you have $20?
If you don't have $20, the bet's off.
Do you need it for me?
I don't trust you.
I have 19. He can do it in 19, Doug.
He can do it in 19.
Place that bet.
All right.
Nope. I got a $2 bill. We're going to do this shit.
Oh, I'm not taking that fucking $2 bill. What am I going to do with that?
Why did you just make the phone the other part?
All right, he's digging it out of his wallet.
Do you need $20? I'll give you $20.
Would you like my old-timey dial-up phone, or Richard?
There's 17.
Oh, this is like Chuck Woolery on Scrabble. We'll count it down.
And I can
18,
give,
19.
And I can give you my AAA card.
$20. There it is.
There it is. $20 large, as they say. $20 large-ish. Longish.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure that this first six names are not going to matter.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear them.
And I'm pretty sure I don't know who most of them are. But I'm going to give them to you, just in case. Marianne Plunkett.
Mm-hmm.
Jen Jones. Ben Shankman. Mike Vogel. John Dorman. Or Doman, D-O-M-A-N. I think he was on The Wire.
I think he was on The Wire. Uh-huh.
Faith Wiladka.
Yes.
Wladyka.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top two names of this movie from 2010, where you see a lady on a toilet, are Michelle Williams and Ryan Gosling. And the movie is called
Blue Valentine.
That's correct.
Why are you cheering that Doug now has my money?
Because you had no faith in me. And that'll teach you not to have no faith in me.
I had no faith Wolodka in you. You had faith no more. He has the basis from Faith No More's old bulldog.
I have
does.
It. That's
I have
true
it right now. And you have faith no more in mm-hmm. me. So in your face. In your face.
Three-way tie, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And I...
It's like kissing your brother. That movie was so uplifting, too, when he's walking away and she's crying and he's walking away with her daughter at the end of that movie. It's just so... Oh, sorry.
God, I can't...
Spoiler. Stop.
Hey, you know how you were talking about...
I'm sure a lot of people are interested in seeing it now that they know that she's going to be on the toilet.
Yeah. That's kind of sweet. But I seriously thought the movie from 2010 was going to be the movie where Ryan Reynolds and Jason
Bateman
switch souls. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to get with her. And then Leslie Mann's on the toilet. Right. That's all I was seeing.
I think that was more recent than that.
Is that
2011? I thought it was going to be the time traveler's wife with the time jumping thing.
Oh, you see
was
her taking a shit, and then he like comes in and like decides to go back in time again.
I'd rather be running.
Like,
naked
I had to arrive
field.
During this.
I know. I can't control it. You know?
That's why he usually just appears in the middle of a field.
Exactly.
Doesn't want to walk in on her doing anything. Wants to keep the romance alive.
That's right.
All right. So who challenged who there?
I challenged Jason.
Okay, so David gets to pick the category, mm-hmm. and then we'll go to Randy, and then to Jason. Mm-hmm. This is for all
the marbles.
Sure. I should start putting all this. I was going to interject
when talking about the candle behind the candelabra and Matt Damon and
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. They're really getting after it, kissing a lot.
Yep, they're going at it.
Are you in a different time zone?
Is that? No, he is the time traveler's husband.
But then he said a tie is like kissing your brother, which the old phrase is like kissing
your sister.
But when two gentlemen who are, by all accounts, straight, mm-hmm. kiss each other. Like, we're just actors. If you were the greatest actor, wouldn't you then kiss your own sibling? Like, we each got cast. And then John and Joan Cusack just make out ferociously.
Yeah.
That's
a really good point.
It's a great point. It's a good point.
Back to you, Doug.
Like on Dexter, Michael C. Hall and that lady, they're real life lovers, but they're pretending to be brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
So they went the other way with that.
Yeah.
So no makeouts there.
And then like Game of Thrones twins have sex with each other.
They hook up with each other.
Yeah, but they're not related in real life.
No, so then it's cool. So it doesn't take you out of it at all.
Yeah.
No.
That's what twins used to do back then.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do besides feed your dragon?
Feed a dragon, stab a pregnant woman in the stomach? What do you do? I don't know.
It's a nice day for a red wedding.
Okay, David, you get to pick a category.
Tank Hughes, like Tank You, but Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, Tank Hughes, suggested state your name and occupation. And that's a movie where the title is someone's name and their occupation. Yeah.
I'll take Codename The Cleaner for the win.
Or Will Smith Loves Pussy. That's movies where Will Smith saves a cat.
Okay.
Or Womb Raider, suggested by What the Schmuck. Womb Raider, and that's films where John Voight has sex. Of course, he's Angelina Jolie's father, and she's the Tomb Raider. Uh-huh. He's the Womb Raider.
I'm going to go with the title one, the first one.
Okay, so this is...
Bless you.
Name and occupation.
Name and occupation.
Yes. The year? I know this is a tough year for you.
97?
You get it confused with
97.
97. You mean 94?
The year is 94.
94, okay. The 97 94. Of the 90s.
Two stars from Leonard for this movie. He calls this movie Miami-based.
And that's not a judgment.
And he also says that a minute of new footage was added for video. When they put it out on video, they slapped an extra minute of stuff in there.
94.
I know, that's a fantastic clue. And there are eight names listed, the dreaded eight names.
David Huntsberger, how many names?
I'll say eight.
Smart opening bid. Somebody came to win for California.
You're in. It's me. I have no idea. I say seven names.
Oh, I'm going to say name it. Because I know you won't know it.
Yeah, there's no way I know this. There's no way. I'm literally playing. I mean, I'm in the dark at this point. It's like when you go to that, you know, that restaurant you go to and it's completely dark.
In France?
In France, you go there and you're just supposed to eat and it's completely dark. That's, I've just walked in and I'm looking for my table.
My question for you, Jason, after saying name it to your brother.
No yes. faith.
I'm not. Do you have $40 you'd like to put on it?
No.
He's not going to get it.
No way.
He's or perhaps a fashionable old-timey phone.
No, that's not ours to bet with. But you don't want to bet it. You don't want to side bet, but you still think he's not going to get it.
I still think he's not going to get
it. All right. Well, I'm on the record as saying he is definitely going to get it.
Because of what I just did? Did I blow up the game just by doing that?
No.
Okay.
I just know, and I was hoping to make some more money.
Shit. Okay.
Because I feel very good about this. Mm-hmm. The category is
state your name.
Name and occupation. Both of those things are in this title. Mm-hmm. Two stars from Leonard. Mm-hmm. Miami based. Mm-hmm. Minute of footage, that clue is no help.
No help.
And your seven names are Randall Tex Cobb, mm-hmm. Troy Evans, Noble Willingham, Dan Marino, Tone Loke, Sean Young, and Courtney Cox. And the movie is called
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
That's correct. You're the winner.
Shit. Dan Marino. See, in that one, the villain got fifth billing. So,
Dan Marino.
And a pair. Do I win in a pair of isotoner gloves?
I knew the Dan Marino thing would really give it away.
That gave it away. That
sports lover. Yeah.
I win.
Yeah, you won. So the princess phone gets all the prizes. Where's Colin at?
But I feel like this is what I'm going to say. I feel like one of the prizes should go to the person from Step Brothers. Can I do that?
Do you decide or does Colin decide? Who decides who gets that one thing?
I'm going to get to decide.
Because you screwed it up, Rand. Give that person the Scarborough shirt.
Where is it? Right there, brother. All right. Where's the princess phone?
You got a bag.
I'm not going to throw this.
Come get your bag of stuff.
There's a book in here. I will definitely hit somebody. But here you go. Congratulations.
Nice.
Congrats.
I love it.
A bag full of stuff. That looked very Jesse Thorne-esque.
Can I get that? Does the Bane or
yeah, absolutely.
Django and Bane have a shithead on the back? I believe it does. Looks like there's a little something on there.
I think that's a tag.
Oh, no? Okay, so we need to get that person up here to give me a shithead. Just have him scribble it on the back of this. Oh, it's the Abercrombie and Fitch guy.
Okay, yeah.
Does he have something to write with?
Yes.
Okay, good.
What's coming out
his
for
abs.
Fall
at Africa? Oh.
And David, what you got any plugs?
Get them all in.
In the Northwest soon, Vancouver, Seattle, and Portland. I have a new animated.
Are you going to be in the Northwest range?
In that general range.
No reason to get specific about it.
I'll be there in September 10th through 14th in all those places. And then I have a new animated web series coming out called Earthbound. It's on the Rugburn channel. You can check davidhuntsberger.com.
I love everything you just said.
Thanks.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. And check out Professor Blastoff if you haven't listened to it.
Oh, so good.
Sklar Brothers are here with their hilarity all weekend long at the Tempe Improv.
Yes, please come out and see us here.
I want everyone to come out because
this
is a giant room, in case you haven't noticed.
And we've sold 22 tickets for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
We're a good draw.
Maybe they'll all come on the same night, and you could take the rest of the weekend off.
I would love that.
Do plugs. We've got, of course, podcasts, Scarborough Country and County, Freer on Henderson and Earwolf.com or on iTunes. We are doing an hour stand-up special that we're shooting in Madison, Wisconsin on October 11th at the Majestic Theater. Very excited about that. So if you come out this weekend, you're going to see kind of us doing what that's going to be, but we have a great idea for the whole thing. Very excited about that. Jason?
I have no plugs.
There you go. All right, that's...
I don't know. What else? What else can we say? I think that's it for now.
That's enough.
Yeah,
sure. Good stuff.
I also forgot to mention I have an...
You always have to add another plug.
Oh, God.
I don't think of all of them at the right
time.
I have a CD that just came out earlier this year on iTunes called Explosion Land. I couldn't promote it very much. Oh, thanks.
Yes.
So check that out. It came out right after the Boston bombing, so I couldn't promote it very much.
Explosion Land was kind of a...
Bad call.
That's right.
Bad title for...
It's like the Neighborhood Watch.
Or
in 2002, our comedy album was Twin Towers of comedy.
that
was a horrible idea. Terrible.
Terrible.
Jesus. Well, we had Akeem Olajuwon and Ralph Sampson on the cover, so we weren't being dicks.
All right, sports jokes.
Thank you guys so much for being here. One more round of applause for all three of these dudes. Jason and Randy Sklar, David Huntsberger.
Doug Benson, everybody.
Doug Benson!
Thank you. Oh, you don't have to.
Come on. I had to.
But thank you guys. So, should we do this again sometime? Was this...
Heck yeah.
All right, I'll definitely...
Schedule it around our week, please. Again.
Yeah, I'd be happy
if
to
we
do
get
that.
Asked back.
That could
That's
be a new
you.
Tradition. Every time you play here, I'll just come
That'd
in
be
and
so great.
Piggyback at Doug Lowe's Movies. And we'll, you know, did you guys bring stuff to,
if
people want to buy your shirts or something?
Shirts
or?
And CDs. We brought it for the weekend, but it's here tonight if anyone wants to score. We'll sign it.
We'll
for
see you guys in the lobby. We'll take pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, I don't even know which one to read first, which I say all the time now, but I'm going to say this one. Because this other one, Abercrombie and Fitch, finally took something down that I've had issues with for a long time.
Yes.
Finally. So... That one's going to be second. The first one that I don't have any problem with, but this guy does. My pregnant wife's raging hormones are a shithead.
Yes. Right here, I have a pregnant wife and equal.
And also,
tomatoes are a shithead.
Oh, yes.
Awful.
Finally.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in